From the European Union last month came this news. There's a country excited about adopting the euro. It's the small Baltic nation of Estonia. Here's a bit of TV coverage of the announcement in Brussels with CNBC talking to Estonia's prime minister.
A quick question. Your country is entering the eurozone in January 2011. Congratulations, I guess.
It is hard to congratulate Estonia, given how awful this year has been for the euro. A debt crisis, bailouts, even talk of the eurozone collapsing. What is Estonia thinking? Well, with answers, here's NPR's David Green.
Estonia's currency today is the kron. 500 krons are worth around $50. Every Estonian knows whose face is on the 500 kron bill.
Robert Jakobson.
Jakobson was a famous Estonian writer and politician. Kuno Raek told me that as we huddled under his awning to escape the rain.
If we speak about our money, please give me some Jakobsons.
Come January, no more Jakobsons. This will be a huge change for Kuno Raek. He runs a currency exchange business in Estonia's capital, Tallinn. And he got sentimental running krones through his bill counting machine. This became Estonia's currency in 1992. It was a powerful symbol that the Soviet occupation was really over.
What belongs to independent country? Your own country with borders, with your own government, with your own money.
But Raek feels like his country of roughly 1.4 million people is still on a journey. Joining the EU, then NATO, moved Estonia closer to the West. Adopting the euro, he said, is the next step.
Of course, we would like to belong somewhere. Away from Russia.
While some European countries have decided against the euro, Estonian leaders say they have little choice. When Estonia joined the EU in 2004, they committed to the currency.
Joining eurozone is our obligation even, or agreement.
This is Estonia's finance minister, Jürgen Ligi. He explained that the kron has long had a fixed exchange rate. Its value was tied to the German mark and then later to the euro. So
we are affected by situation in eurozone anyway.
What's more, Ligi said his country's always been proud of its efficient economy. Living standards lag behind much of Europe, but there's a flat tax, low government spending, and deficits are taboo. So Ligi says, maybe this timing's actually good. Little Estonia can come in and teach countries like Spain and Greece lessons in fiscal discipline.
Eurozone and the European Union is just now changing the policies and changing it towards Nordic countries, including Estonia.
Not everyone's buying this.
Wishful thinking, first of all.
Ivar Raik is an economist at Tallinn University. The idea of Estonia teaching lessons? No, Raik said. Estonia may be too busy paying other countries' bills.
There is a threat that 3-5 years after we have joined the eurozone, we need to pay the debt of some South European nations.
Maybe adopting the euro is smart, he said. But why not wait? Estonia just turned a corner. After suffering one of the worst recessions in Europe, the country has an economy that's growing again. The eurozone, Ivar Raik said, will mean restrictions and responsibilities that will make it hard for the government to guide a recovery. And what about the historic meaning, the argument that the euro helps Estonia integrate with the West?
We have moved to the West already. We are in the West under the umbrella of European Union and especially NATO. We have very good relations with the United States of America.
As if to underscore that, you could hear some Elvis on one of Tallinn's cobblestone streets. 19-year-old Janis Grudinskis was on trumpet, and passersby were dropping money in his instrument case. Janis offered a simple reason for wanting the euro: more coins. Even small numbers of krones come in paper bills.
We don't like that, because if wind is blowing, then
you lose the money then.
Yeah.
Given the euro's track record, any bit of confidence is music to the ears of Estonian leaders as they get ready for this change. David Green, NPR News, Tallinn, Estonia.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.